The AccuWeather forecast says after the morning sunshine, an increase in clouds the afternoon hours, and we have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, high around 78. Somebody stole the cheese in Oak Creek, 20,000 pounds of it, in a semi-trailer. Happened late last night from a parking lot near 27th Street and Drexel Avenue. Oak Creek police notified by the driver that he'd left the trailer in the lot for several hours, and when he returned, it was gone. The alert, broadcast to surrounding law enforcement agencies this morning, said the trailer with the missing cheese was white and had no markings. It's likely the next chief in the fire department in Kenosha will be coming from within the ranks. A special meeting of the Police and Fire Commission had them voting 3-2 to go against a nationwide search and conduct it with applications only from current members of the department. One of the commissioners, Helen Schumacher, said she's aware of the number of potential internal candidates, but she thought it was important to look outside the department as well. She believes that many of the internal candidates would likely rise to the top of the list.
Now, having said that, maybe my perspective on looking for a chief is more global. I'm looking beyond the technical qualifications and the time and service, and I'm looking for leadership and breadth of experience and vision.
As many as 8 current members of the department are expected to apply for the chief's job, the commission hoping to have someone in place to take over for John Thompson, who's retired by the end of the year. The first new outdoor drinking fountain in the city of Racine in many years, now operational at the southwest corner of West Boulevard and Washington Avenue. It's at the rededicated Peter Bach Plaza, honoring the longtime WRJN Radio Dana Show host and local store owner. Mayor John Dickert, without any reference to Bach's popular radio show, noted he's part of the West Racine history, and remembering that history is important. He also referenced several times the bubbler, the drinking fountain, saying it's the first of many that are planned with developmental projects like the nearby DaVita Dialysis Center.
We had to take away the bubblers in the past because EPA said that they had to go into a sewer system. All the old bubblers didn't do that. They went right into the ground. So what we do now is every time we do a development, and I want to thank the folks from DaVita who are here. They agreed to work with us on this corner to make sure that we are going to put in the piping system for allowing the water and sewer to be here for this bubbler. We're going to do that with every development we do in Racine. We're going to try to put a bubbler in every single development area.
The bubbler is located behind a stone monument for Peter Bach with information about his life and Danish heritage. That is something that Susan Lemke knew firsthand, along with Peter Bach many years ago.
He was a perfect example of a good citizen, you know, Danish heritage, West Racine. What more could you ask for? He liked the Danish, and I think a lot of Danish people listen to his program on the radio. And like I said, our neighbors turned it on all the time. They wouldn't miss a show.
That radio show for Peter Bach began in 1928, lasting until 1970. He was born in Aalborg, Denmark, one of Racine's sister cities. Bach died in 1974. The man who was heading up the state-mandated turnaround district for the Milwaukee public school system is out. Dr. Desmond Means, submitting his resignation, says it is clear to him implementing the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program law, quote, will become increasingly adversarial at a time when adversity is the last thing our children need. County Executive Chris Abley now has 4 months to appoint a replacement. If he doesn't fill the commissioner's job, there won't be a turnaround district when school starts this fall. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has charged 32-year-old Kenosha resident Raymond Prieto with felony operating a vehicle without owner consent and 2 counts of bail jumping, for which he could face up to 15 and a half years in prison and or up to $30,000 in fines if convicted. The criminal complaint says Prieto, on June the 14th, never came back with the car he had taken out for a test drive, during which he'd convinced a salesperson to let him take it alone to Kenosha to show his dad. A few hours after it was reported stolen, that car was located in the parking lot of the CVS pharmacy at Durand and Lathrop Avenues. Prieto was confronted at the Racine County Jail about it, said the car ran out of gas, so he left it there in the parking lot with the keys inside, and that he tried to call the dealership. Prieto is going to be back in court on that matter July the 7th. The Wisconsin DNR are looking to better balance the predator-prey relationship between Chinook salmon and alewives by stocking fewer salmon because the alewife is on the decline. DNR Fisheries Supervisor Brad Eggold says for many of the reductions the past 20 years, we actually saw better fishing come out of it, while adding that there's better survival of the fish we do stock. The DNR claiming that the alewife population dropped by about 70% between 2014 and 2015. Another public hearing is coming up on the issue tonight in Milwaukee, though the agency will keep taking public comment through October when a final decision is expected on any proposed changes. Every year about this time, you hear fire officials in southeast Wisconsin cautioning against the dangers of fireworks. This time, attention is with New York Giants defensive lineman Jason Pierre-Paul. He's put out a public service announcement about his experience and losing some fingers last year.
On the way to the hospital, all I can do is think about my son and whether I'm going to make it. Now I'm just truly, truly blessed to be alive. Now when I look at fireworks, I think about the safety.
Pierre-Paul injured last year in Florida on the 4th of July, a piece of fireworks exploding in his hand. He recovered in time to play in 8 games for the Giants last season. The new chief executive officer for the newly named parent company of We Energy says customers will not see a rate hike in 2017 and maybe the year beyond. Alan Leverett, who became the president and CEO of WEC Energy Group last month, that's a combination of Wisconsin Energy and Integrus Energy Group, extended the rate prediction beyond what had already been promoted for next year. Leverett saying that it would be beneficial for customers and well-received by regulators. As part of the upgrades for 2 sections of Highway 11 in Racine County scheduled to begin in July, new pedestrian crossing signs designed to get the attention of drivers are going to be installed in 3 areas. The DOT's Brian Deneve says these new rectangular rapid flash beacons, as they're called, are going to be put in at the crossings for the Pike River Bike Path in Mount Pleasant, 86th Street in Sturtevant, and at York Street in Union Grove.
That's essentially a sign, a yellow sign with the big silhouette of a person walking, and then there are also 2 alternating flashing lights underneath that. And these are activated by pedestrians by use of a push button. And it essentially allows motorists that are coming upon a crosswalk to give a little extra notice that, hey, you've got somebody crossing here, and you should be more careful and, of course, yield to the pedestrians.
Work on the 2.5-mile segment of Highway 11 in Union Grove is set to begin next week. Flaggers will direct traffic there. The project to rehab about 1.5 miles of the roadway in Sturtevant, expected to begin in mid-July. Over 2 dozen lambs being added to a Fall Creek, Wisconsin solar field as vegetation management by officials at the Eau Claire Energy Co-op. More than 2,800 solar panels installed there back in September. And the University of Wisconsin system announcing Stephanie Marquis, a familiar face and voice in state government, as its new spokesperson. She's led communications teams for the State Department of Health Services Administration, most recently Revenue. She also worked in the State Public Service Commission office. She'll start the UW job next week in an interim strategic communications role. The site of the former Total 24 gas station convenience store in Racine at Washington Avenue and Marquette Street, now closer to a transformation. City Plan Commission members approving a conditional use permit for a canopy over some new gas pumps to go with a new building and a couple of tenants. Assistant Planner Matt Sadowski saying the revised site plan addressed some original concerns about traffic flow and parking.
It was understood that there were dual gas pumps at each pump island. Now it's understood that there's a single gas pump at each pump island, which decreases the amount of parking. So the revised plan, what's been done here is that the center of the building has been shortened by 7 feet. And what that does is it pushes parking further west on the property, creating more of a travel aisle between the gas canopy and cars refueling at that point and cars parked in front of the building.
Mayor John Dickert, though, expressing some concern to the developer about fuel hauling tankers having to back out onto busy Washington Avenue to leave.
That's at the turn lane. So as soon as you come in off of where Washington Marquette meet, a semi-tractor trailer with gas would be backing up in the middle of that 2-lane. And that's, when do you guys usually get your fuel filled and refilled?
I'm a developer for the folks that own the gas station. Most likely we're going to do it during the nighttime delivery.
Yeah, you're almost going to have to.
Yes, towards the, we have to. For the safety, actually, we are working with the design where the tank's going to be.
The new facility is going to include a 24-hour pump availability. The rest of the business will be closed overnight. A drive-thru request no longer a part of that plan. In Oak Creek, somebody stole the cheese, 20,000 pounds of it, in a semi-trailer from last night in a parking lot near 27th Street and Drexel Avenue. Oak Creek police notified by the driver that he had left the trailer in the lot for several hours, and when he came back, it was gone. The alert that was broadcast to surrounding law enforcement agencies this morning said the trailer with the missing cheese was white and had no markings on it. And a former state capitol police officer pleading guilty to felony theft for stealing a painting by Wisconsin artist Aaron Borod from the governor's mansion in 2011. 32-year-old Travis Sackett, now living in Tempe, Arizona, also accused of mail fraud for selling that painting to a Connecticut art dealer. The charge, though, dismissed in return for the deal. Sackett will be sentenced on August the 8th. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade will be rolling out at 9 o'clock next Monday morning along Main Street from the zoo, south through downtown, then west on 14th Street, to its conclusion by the S.E. Johnson Complex. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Fourth Fest President Jake Lovedahl said the 80th version is going to be great.
And the weather's looking like it's going to be cooperative this year. We've got 124 entries, so that's a good number for us. Marching bands, two coming from Oregon, Wisconsin, that are new to us this year. We're really excited and looking forward to seeing them there.
Monday night will be the annual fireworks show on Racine's Lakefront from Jay Santacola's Melrose Pyrotechnics, choreographed with patriotic music on WRJN.
They lay down a soundtrack of songs. This year, the soundtrack consists of patriotic-style songs, running a gamut from classic rock, country, symphony, to classics, Louis Armstrong, John Mellencamp, Beatles, Big and Rich. Here's an Armed Forces medley.
Racine's Fourth Fest Parade Monday morning and the fireworks display Monday night. Going to be viewed by thousands, of course. The parade itself listed as one of the largest in the entire Midwest. Hasn't been any controversy of late regarding business signs at Regency Mall in Racine, and there may not be any more in the future, given that the mall has submitted revised standards for city development staff to review, and a conflict has been noted within those existing standards. During review of a requested deviation, Assistant Planner Jill Johannick noted the request from Joann's Fabrics and Crafts for the west side is for all of that verbiage as the company's trade name, but it doesn't fit on a single line per the standards.
Because of the ambiguity in the Regency Mall standards, the vagueness in application, staff is supportive of the deviation to allow Joann to have the Fabrics and Crafts as a second line of text as an exception to the Regency Mall sign standards.
Joann's is the last of the three businesses for repurposed space that used to be JCPenney's on the far west side of Regency Mall. And the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce and Gateway District Youth Apprenticeship Consortium going to benefit from $3.2 million in grants announced by Governor Walker toward youth apprenticeship programs around the state. RAMAC to receive more than $51,000 for 60 students, the Gateway Youth Consortium to receive more than $22,000 for 25 students. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.